Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Distant Fire. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Ethiopia. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. When Abel's mother grew sick, she could no longer work in the fields collecting coffee berries. This meant she could no longer make any money. In those days, in the country of Ethiopia, you could only see a doctor if you had the money to pay him. So, Abel had to start working in the fields himself, collecting coffee berries, even though he was only 6 years old. The fields belonged to a very rich man called Panya. He was very rich because he didn't pay much money to the people who worked for him. When Abel asked Panya for work, Panya said,
"You can work for me. You are half as tall as your mother, so I shall give you half the money."
Abel replied,
"But my mother is sick. We need money for a doctor. Even the money that you paid my mother was only enough for our food. I will work twice as hard as her and collect twice as many coffee berries. So please, can you pay me twice as much money?"
Panya thought this was very funny, and he said,
"All right then. If you collect twice as many coffee berries as your mother, I will pay you double. But I do not think you will do it."
Maybe because he was younger than his mother, Abel was much faster going through the fields of coffee plants. But because he was smaller, his hands couldn't grab as many coffee berries at once. So in the end, he only picked as many berries as his mother had done. When Panya found out, he laughed again, but said,
"All right, Abel. You have shown me that you are as good as your mother, so I will pay you the same as your mother."
Abel knew this wouldn't be enough to afford a doctor yet, because he also needed to buy food for him and his mother. But he thanked Panya anyway and said,
"Tomorrow I will be better."
On his way home, Abel had to pass a cake shop. The smell of the cakes inside was so very sweet. He stopped and looked in through the window. His mouth was full of water because he wanted to try a cake so much. A man came out from the cake shop to meet Abel, saying,
"Hello, I am Hakim the baker. Would you like to try one of my cakes?"
Abel was about to nod his head, but then he remembered his mother. He said,
"I cannot. My mother is sick, and I need to buy food for us both. I need to have lots of energy for tomorrow, so I can work even better for Panya and collect more coffee berries."
Hakim smiled and said,
"You are a very good boy. Here's what I will do. I will give you a cake for free. Perhaps it will give you even more energy for your work tomorrow."
Abel was very thankful. He walked away from the cake shop with two lovely surprises: a delicious cake and a brand new friend. The next day, Abel managed to pick a few more coffee berries than the day before, so Panya paid him a little more money. It still wasn't enough to buy food and a doctor, but Abel decided to save that extra money. He said,
"Soon I will have enough to pay the doctor."
Once again, on his journey home, Abel stopped near the cake shop. Hakim came out to see him, asked if Abel's mother was feeling any better, and gave Abel another cake for free, so Abel could have even more energy the next day. This went on for a while. Each day, Hakim gave Abel a free cake that helped him pick a few more coffee berries than the day before, so Panya paid Abel a little more money. But after buying food, Abel still didn't have enough to pay for a doctor. He kept saving the extra money, though, and each time he told Panya,
"Soon I will have enough to pay the doctor."
But then, one evening, when Hakim asked Abel if his mother was feeling any better, Abel looked very sad and said,
"She is getting worse. I do not know if I will save enough money for a doctor in time."
Hakim wanted to help, but selling cakes did not make much money either, especially when he gave some away to people like Abel for free. All Hakim could do was offer to pray for Abel and his mother, and try to save a little money himself too.
That was part one of The Distant Fire.
To find out if Abel manages to save his mother, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? All I'd like you to do is talk to a friend about this podcast so you can share Abel's adventure with them. And if that friend has never heard of our podcast before, even better, tell them to search for Fables and Fairy Tales in any podcast player. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon.